From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Executives from the three companies involved in the Gulf oil spill blamed one another for the drilling rig explosion during their first appearance before lawmakers today. More from NPR's Brian Naylor.
The finger-pointing came as the three executives sat shoulder-to-shoulder before the Senate Energy Committee. BP America's chairman said the catastrophic blowout occurred because of the failure of a safety device, which he said was the responsibility of Transocean, the operator of the drilling rig. Transocean CEO said the device may have failed because of improper actions of a subcontractor, Halliburton. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, an offshore drilling supporter, said the buck passing was counterproductive.
Because this incident is affecting, will it have impact on the development of our energy policy for this country.
BP's executive promised repeatedly that his company would pay all legitimate claims resulting from the spill. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama called Britain's new conservative Prime Minister David Cameron to offer his congratulations today. Cameron officially became the country's prime minister after Labour leader Gordon Brown submitted his resignation, stepping down after 13 years. Brown's resignation follows last week's elections in Britain, where Cameron's Conservative Party won the most seats. In a statement, Cameron's office said that Nick Clegg, leader of Britain's third biggest party, the Liberal Democrats, will become deputy prime minister under Britain's new coalition government. At 43, Cameron would be Britain's youngest prime minister in nearly 200 years. Wholesale inventories were up slightly, 0.4% in March. Danielle Carson reports companies are continuing to ramp up orders, but at a slower pace than economists would like to see.
A big chunk of the increase came from petroleum inventories. They rose 1.7%. So analysts say the numbers are actually weaker than the headline would suggest. But demand is picking up and wholesalers have been restocking their shelves, just not enough. Dana Saporta, an economist with Stone and McCarthy Research Associates, says it's hefty inventories that have a ripple effect in the economy.
Once demand picks up, especially at these low levels of inventories, production will pick up as well. And the key here is that would require more workers.
Analysts are hoping the string of sales increases will prompt companies to restock their shelves on a sustained basis, giving a boost to the economy. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Residents in Oklahoma are cleaning up in the aftermath of violent tornadoes that killed at least five people yesterday. Dozens of others were hurt. Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry said he saw hundreds of demolished homes.
There is damage and destruction throughout the state. It's, as I said, I've just flown over four counties, and it's just widespread. It's just unbelievable.
Tornadoes were reported in Oklahoma and Kansas after storms moved through the area on Monday. After yesterday's big run-up, a mixed day on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 36 points today. The NASDAQ closed up a fraction. This is NPR. A compromise Senate bill dealing with the issue of global warming will, among other things, call for a 17% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2020. That's based on a reported summary of the bill, which is scheduled to be introduced tomorrow by Democratic Senator John Kerry and Independent Senator Joe Lieberman. Besides cutting carbon emissions, the legislation also will contain incentives to expand nuclear power generation and offshore oil drilling. However, in the wake of the massive Gulf oil spill, the measure is expected to include protections for coastal states that do not want drilling off their shores. Toyota is struggling back in the black despite a rise in the Japanese yen and fallout from global recalls. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports in Beijing Toyota's recovery could be hampered by costly litigation related to recalls.
President Akio Toyoda told company executives in Tokyo that the latest earnings report signals a new beginning for the company his grandfather founded. The company announced a $1.2 billion profit for the first quarter of this year. The company lost money last year, which was its worst since 1937. Toyota is predicting its annual profit by March of 2011 will shoot up by 48% to $3.3 billion. That includes the cost of expenses related to its global recall. Analysts say that cost-cutting, generous sales incentives, and growth in emerging markets, especially China, all helped. Toyota said his company would continue to focus on emerging markets and green hybrid vehicles for its future growth. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. The price of crude was down 43 cents a barrel to end the session at $76.37 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.